Hello, and welcome to today's guided Lectio Divina. My name is Jenny Kaufman. I'm a pastor at First United Methodist Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and I'm grateful to share this wonderful form of prayer with you. Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading, is a way of praying through Scripture, opening our hearts and our minds, and listening for God to speak to us through Scripture. I will read a piece of scripture today. It is the first seven verses of Psalm 72. I will read them a total of four times. Each reading will be followed by 2 minutes of either silence or quiet meditative music. During that quiet time, you will be invited to focus on an aspect of the reading or a response or its significance to you in some way. So now let us open our hearts and our minds to God through the process of Lectio Divina. Hear this reading now, this first time, and during this first reading I invite you simply to listen and notice if there's a word or a phrase that just seems to jump out at you, to strike you for whatever reason as significant. And during the quiet that follows, I invite you simply to focus on that word or phrase. O God, give your anointed one your judgment and your justice. Teach your chosen one to govern your people rightly and bring justice to the oppressed. The mountains will bring the people peace and the hills justice. Your anointed will defend the oppressed among the people. Save the children of the poor, and crush the oppressor. The reign of your anointed will endure as long as the sun and moon, throughout all generations. The rule of the chosen one will be like rain coming down on the meadow, like showers watering the earth. Justice will flower through the days, and profound peace until the moon be no more. Hear this reading now a second time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider what this word or this phrase means to you in your life right now. How is it particularly relevant given what's going on in your life? O God, give your anointed one your judgment and your justice. Teach your chosen one to govern your people rightly and bring justice to the oppressed. The mountains will bring the people peace and the hills justice. Your anointed will defend the oppressed among the people. save the children of the poor, and crush the oppressor. The reign of your anointed will endure as long as the sun and moon, throughout all generations. The rule of the chosen one will be like rain coming down on the meadow, like showers watering the earth. Justice will flower through the days, and profound peace until the moon be no more. Hear this reading now a third time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to be open to what God may be inviting you, encouraging you, suggesting that you do or be, or how you might respond to this word or phrase in your life and in the world. O God, give your anointed one your judgment and your justice. Teach your chosen one to govern your people rightly, and bring justice to the oppressed. The mountains will bring the people peace, and the hills justice. Your anointed will defend the oppressed among the people, save the children of the poor, and crush the oppressor. The reign of your anointed will endure as long as the sun and moon, throughout all generations. The rule of the chosen one will be like rain coming down on the meadow, like showers watering the earth. Justice will flower through the days, and profound peace until the moon be no more. in the quiet that follows, I invite you either to sit silently in the presence of God or pray to God. O God, give your anointed one your judgment and your justice. Teach your chosen one to govern your people rightly and bring justice to the oppressed. The mountains will bring the people peace and the hills justice. Your anointed will defend the oppressed among the people, save the children of the poor, and crush the oppressor. The reign of your anointed will endure as long as the sun and moon, throughout all generations. The rule of the chosen one will be like rain coming down on the meadow, like showers watering the earth. Justice will flower through the days, and profound peace until the moon be no more. Let us pray. Wise and loving God, we await your justice, and we await your call and your instruction on how we are to help bring about your justice. May we trust in your goodness, may we trust in your ways, and may we walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.